I had a conflict with myself, and I talk to myself all the time. I really do. It just happens, you know. And then what happens was the conflict was, what I want to need this for a second. Something wrong?
Speak into the mic.
Speak into the mic. That's the problem. And I realized that I got this letter from Matt Ochester, and I didn't know what to write. I didn't know what to read. And I was thinking ball dragon days, ball scratching days, all the village, a horror story, all rapists look like swamp things. I can go on and on. I said, I don't know what the hell to read. And then I thought about tossing a cow off a bridge that's wearing a bungee cord, none of the dirty thoughts. I thought about reading that. Then I came up with this, and I'm just going to read you a piece of it. It's, when I got this letter, I was like, I was doing cartwheels, you know? And I got a chubby when I was asked to read a poem with my friend Eddie, but that was too many poems, so many poems, and so little time to masturbate. I was thinking of playing with myself when the mailman came and brought me a letter from my friend Eddie, who sent me a letter asking if I wanted to read poetry with him, celebrating the 30th year of his poetry magazine. That's all I'm going to read you. That's it. With that, I'm going to introduce Joan Byer. Come on.
You still hold the place of honor, you and Peter.